Asana helps teams plan, organize, and execute all the work they do together, so nothing falls through the cracks and everyone can focus on the work that matters most. Try Asana free. Visit asana.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, February 6th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. The Department of Justice has been investigating Google for suspected antitrust behavior. Now Google's ad tech business is emerging as a major focus of that investigation. Our reporter Keech Hagey joins us to break down what's going on. But first, let's check some headlines. Apple is beginning to feel the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. The company and its biggest manufacturer, Foxconn, have paused production and closed factories in China in response. Experts say they expect iPhone shipments to drop by 5 to 10% this quarter as a result. And while Apple has said they'll resume production on February 10th, it's clear that the virus will have a much more lasting impact on supply chain. Confirmed coronavirus cases have now passed 24,000, and the death toll is nearing 500. Last week, we reported that the governing body for track and field, World Athletics, announced that they would allow runners to compete in Nike's Vaporfly shoes at the Olympics this summer and other similar shoes as long as they were on the market for at least 3 months before a pro competition. The Vaporflies are controversial because some people say they help runners go faster than they could in other shoes. Now Nike says they're introducing new versions of the shoes, tweaking existing designs to make them compliant with those new rules and getting them in stores by the spring cutoff date, which means you might see a lot of Nikes crossing finish lines at the Olympics this summer. Spotify has agreed to buy the sports and pop culture outlet The Ringer. The terms weren't disclosed when the deal was announced on Wednesday, but it's clear the move is part of Spotify's broader strategy to move beyond music by building out its audio and digital media presence. They're hoping The Ringer's more than 30 podcasts will help convert its free listeners into paying subscribers. The news came just after Spotify posted its fourth quarter earnings, where it beat analyst expectations. The company reported 271 million monthly active users, almost half of whom are paying subscribers. Revenue rose 24% to $1.81 billion. And we should mention here that Dow Jones & Co., publishers of The Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Gimlet Media, which is a unit of Spotify. Up next, reporter Keech Hagey joins us to explain the latest development in the Department of Justice probe into Google. That's after the break.
Your job. You took it because it seemed interesting, fun even. But now you spend most days sitting in status meetings, updating spreadsheets, and slogging through email after email after email. Enough. Get back to the work you want to do with Asana. Asana strips away the bottlenecks and busy work so teams have more time for doing stuff like pushing boundaries and solving problems. You know, real work. Visit asana.com to try it free.
Google is at the center of several antitrust probes. In the Department of Justice's investigation, one major focus has emerged recently around the company's ad tech business. Google owns the dominant tool at every part of the complex chain that links publishers and advertisers. And competitors are now saying that they are being shut out of the process. Looks like the DOJ is paying attention. Here to explain is our reporter, Keech Hagey. Keech, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
All right. So we've known that Google is being investigated for quite some time. What is the latest that we're just now finding out?
So from the beginning, the Department of Justice sort of signaled that it was doing a broad probe because Google's a vast company, right? So that covered everything from its search business, its dominant business, to mobile, to what we call ad tech, you know, in the publishing and advertising business. It was across all of these things. But as time has gone on, the focus seems to heavily be falling on the ad tech piece. That doesn't mean they're not doing the other stuff, and it may well end up being bigger than that, but they have really gotten into the weeds asking detailed questions about this one part of the company's business.
So can you explain a little bit about how that part of the business works and what are they looking at specifically there?
So Google is a dominant broker of digital ads across the web. That means they have all these tools that publishers, online publishers, and advertisers use to buy and sell ads with each other. And for a long time, both the rivals in this space who make competing tools and the publishers, as well as some advertisers, have complained that there are ways that Google puts these tools together that are perhaps anti-competitive. And especially when that links into Google's bigger business of YouTube and search, its own owned and operated properties, when all that clicks together, it gives Google sort of an unfair advantage in the market. And it's one of the reasons many publishers say that the online publishing industry is really dying.
So they're also looking specifically at the acquisition, at Google's acquisition of one company, right? 2008, this company DoubleClick. What are they looking at there?
So Google was built on search. In 2008, it bought another company, DoubleClick, that was basically a display advertising company. They had tools that online advertisers, online publishers use to buy and sell ads. And they sort of clicked it into their overall stack and they built on it. And they bought a bunch of other companies to click into it. And so that built into a sort of soup to nuts buying and selling platform. And in recent years, as Google's power has become more scrutinized, some folks like, for example, Elizabeth Warren have called for Google to spin off DoubleClick because this dominance has become problematic in the marketplace. And that is one of the areas that the Department of Justice has really been asking tough questions about lately.
And there's also, you'd mentioned already, YouTube. So what's the big criticism there? Is it how does YouTube and Google and the ad space all kind of tie together?
So there are two areas that have come up again and again in the questioning from the DOJ, and one of them is about YouTube. A couple of years ago, Google decided to make it that you could only buy ads on YouTube as an advertiser through Google's own tools. Used to be you could use other people's tools, but at a certain point a few years ago, they said, no, you have to use our tool called DV360 or other Google-owned tools to buy YouTube inventory. Now, YouTube is the biggest pool of video inventory on the web. It is super valuable for all advertisers. Every advertiser wants to be on there. So that basically means that anyone who wants to buy YouTube has to sign up for this thing, DV360, or a similar Google-owned advertising tool. And a lot of the competitors point to that and say that is a classic example of bundling and tying behavior that is anti-competitive.
So we know that the DOJ has been reaching out to some companies. What kind of companies and competitors, who are they reaching out to? Who are they getting in touch with?
So they've been reaching out to publishers, including our own parent company and the New York Times company, Condé Nast, Gannett, these big newspaper publishers, as well as companies like Nexstar, which is a big owner of broadcast stations that also has a huge web business, as well as ad tech companies and ad agencies. And the fact that they have reached out to this broad, these categories of companies suggests that they are really investing a lot of time in the ad tech piece of their investigation. They have also reached out to other kinds of companies too, but this is the heaviest emphasis.
What are they trying to find out from a publisher? I mean, I think it probably makes a lot of sense to people to say, yeah, you're reaching out to other ad tech businesses, but what do publishers like the Wall Street Journal have to do with all of this?
So one of the things I was really struck by when I first started looking at this space is that almost every single major publisher you've ever heard of that puts news stories online uses Google technology to sell its ads. So that's a pretty shocking thing, really, like more than 90% market share across major publishers. So they all use Google's ad server to place their ads, and they feel like that is one of the reasons why that business has had such a tough time. Publishers lately have, you know, you've seen there's been layoffs, consolidation. Local newspaper business has had a really tough time finding a viable digital advertising business. A lot of people have had to switch toward paywalls or subscription businesses because just writing stories and selling ads against them doesn't really work as a business model. And, you know, a lot of folks say it's not a coincidence that the ecosystem is so dominated by this one player that also competes with them.
So there have been a couple of recent developments in this investigation recently. One is that the DOJ and state attorneys general have kind of joined forces to share information because there are multiple probes going on into Google, as you said before. Do we have any insight on how that could impact the investigation going forward?
A little bit, in that from the beginning, the state attorneys general were more transparently focused on the ad tech angle than the DOJ. So back in September, I think it was, they sent out this essentially a subpoena asking for information, and like more than three quarters of the questions were all about ad tech. So when folks talk about the two probes, you know, it was the state probe was more ad tech focused. And the fact that they have now met and begun maybe sharing information, you know, suggests that, that DOJ is also turning in that direction.
We also found out recently, we in fact just reported on this, that the chief antitrust enforcer at the DOJ, Makan Delrahim, recused himself from the probe. He had been connected to DoubleClick. How can we expect that to impact the investigation?
Well, that was another sign that the DOJ's investigation is getting deeper into the ad tech angle, because back when the probe came to light in like May to June of last year, immediately a bunch of people said, well, you know, Delrahim should recuse himself because he worked for Google back when it was trying to buy DoubleClick in 2007. It was trying to get approval from the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and it hired him to do that. And at the time, the ethics folks supposedly at the DOJ looked at it and said, no problem. And then they recently looked at it again and said, actually, there's a problem. So clearly the emphasis of the investigation changed. And, you know, one conclusion is that it's gone so far of a DoubleClick direction that now he had to recuse himself.
How is Google reacting to all of this?
Well, Google has been answering questions posed by the DOJ. And at this point, it's still in sort of a broad information gathering stage. As far as we have reported, they have not actually sat down with the DOJ and like negotiated or anything like that. They're still investigating. And I mean, one thing, you know, we had heard that even inside the building, because of this increased pressure, they had started to think, few people had started to think like maybe we should think about spinning off DoubleClick or divesting DoubleClick. And, you know, they were very clear in our reporting yesterday that this is not something that we plan to do right now.
Google just reported its quarterly earnings earlier this week. Can you give us a sense of how big of a deal this is for Google? How important is their ad tech business for their overall business?
So that's one of the interesting things, is that it's actually not that important. I mean, it's not a huge part of Google's overall business. It's tiny, actually, compared to the vast amount of revenue that Google makes. So most of their revenue comes from their own owned and operated properties, Search and YouTube. Like around a fifth or so is like the same Google Network properties, which is all the websites in the web that they serve ads on. And that's about as far down as you can actually see. Google doesn't really show you much. But from our reporting, you know, the ad tech business is maybe a fraction of that. So it's really small. And the people inside the building who are thinking about this just say, you know, this is not, first of all, it's not growing fast. It's not nearly as profitable as the other things. And it's a total regulatory headache. So maybe it's not worth it.
Well, we'll see what Google ends up deciding. Keech Hagee, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And that was your tech news briefing. Don't forget that if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.